Well, we are getting ready to talk to a guest who is very impressive, not only because he is a middle school teacher.
Yeah. That's impressive enough.
Yes, that is very impressive. But also because he is getting ready to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. So we're going to hear all about his training and why he's doing this. But we are speaking with Devin Craig. And of course, he works in the Fort Mill School District as a middle school teacher teaching geography at Forest Creek Middle. So welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So we got this. I saw this come across and I was like, God, this is pretty impressive. So I know that you've coached and you've taught in Fort Mill schools. And now you are trying to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. So, Devin, how did all of this start? Just kind of tell us your story.
So I've been teaching and coaching for about 30 years now.
Okay.
Keep in touch with a lot of my students and players over the years. And a player from, he's 42 now. So that kind of dates me a little of how long I've been doing this.
Oh, wow.
Look old enough to have a student who was 42 sure. You're like in great shape as well.
53.
So, okay, so, congrats. Yeah.
But we had been reconnecting, and he said, hey, this is back in November, hey, I'm climbing Kilimanjaro, trying to set a world record with some friends, and this ultramarathoner guy as well, Charlie Engel, who he did a documentary running across the Sahara, and I said, hey, I'll go with you, jokingly, and he hung up the phone, didn't say anything. 5 minutes later, called me back and just said, hey, you're in.
Okay.
I was like, okay, yeah. Tells me the price, a little scary. He said he'd foot half the bill and some things for me. And so then we fly out March 6th, return March 20th, and we will climb Mount Kilimanjaro twice.
Twice.
So the first time we'll do...
Once is enough.
Like, I know. What? So,
well, the first time we take our time to do 9 days, and we'll spend an extra day close to the top. It's 20,000 feet. So the closest we have is 6,000 here, and then 14,000 in Colorado. So we'll do twice. The first time we'll spend some extra time near the top to try to get acclimated for altitude sickness, which is what stops most people from climbing it. And then if everybody makes it through that first climb, we'll come back down. We'll spend 12 hours sleeping, prepping, and just have a bag with water, some food. And the goal is to make, I think it's, we have to get 16 or more to the top and back down in under 24 hours.
For that second go round.
For the second go round.
Okay, so I have lots of questions. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out where to start. So November was the initial phone call.
Yes.
So, I mean, November really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, right.
So now we're in February, mid-February. Yes. So what has your journey look like? As, you know, because you teach every day.
I do.
So you also have to go to work every day. So what does it look like to have to train for something like this? And how long did it really take for you to wrap your brain around, okay, I just told this guy I'm getting ready to climb this mountain.
That was a joke, man.
It really hit last week because now it's 17 days out. So it really kind of hit. Training, I had started a year ago. I had high cholesterol and blood pressure and stuff. And so my doctor was like, you need to change some things. So a year ago, I really started changing my diet and getting back in shape and reversed all of that. So I think, I don't know, maybe it was part of the plan. So by November, I was in really good shape as far as health-wise.
Okay.
And so then I bought a rucksack, 35 pounds, and just up at 5 a.m. every morning trying to do as much as I can, just trying to put in miles. Up and down the stairs at my school several times, wear that.
I was about to say, because Forest Creek is what, three flights.
So just I've done that a few times on the weekends, just go for 2 hours up and down as many times as I can. Going out to Crowder's Mountain several times because it's pretty steep at the top. I mean, it's not the same sort of thing, but up and down that as many times as I can. So I feel like training wise, like I'm okay for the first climb. The altitude sickness is, I think, what hurts people.
Is there a way you can prepare for that altitude sickness?
You can. You can rent a $5,000 tent that sucks the oxygen out of the air at night, which I did not do.
Okay, that's intense.
Intense.
That is very intense.
But the problem is, after you're out of it for 2 days, then that goes away, and the flight is 2 days. So for me, that wasn't even an option. And then you can take Diamox as you're climbing the mountain, which helps with altitude sickness.
And then you said that you just got back from a hike in Colorado.
Yes.
So did you make it to the, I think you said
but
the mountain
was 14,000. So we started
How you're like, I just did a, did a 14,000.
Well, no, it's not, I guess because in my brain I'm thinking 20,000.
Yeah,
so we started at 6,000 and then went to the top, just did it as quick as we could. I mean, I was tired. But oxygen-wise, I was fine. I think somewhere around, it's 15 to 16,000 feet is where altitude sickness really kicks in, where it kind of starts to suck the oxygen from your brain and everything. And you can get delirious and not know what's going on.
Are you nervous at all about?
I'm nervous about failing and not making it to the top because of altitude sickness. Because my whole school knows, so many people know. This friend told me to start a TikTok and start documenting my life.
Yeah.
So I did.
And I think
some
that's really cool.
Yeah, some of it's just funny stuff with my family. Some of it's school stuff. And then I'll document the trip as much as possible. So there's a lot of people who know now, and it's like, you didn't make it to the top. And I was like, altitude sickness took me out.
Don't fail us now.
But they're not even attempting that. So if you do, that's okay. I mean, this has been a huge journey. I mean, that's more than the typical person has done. I'm sure that they're going to be proud of you nonetheless. But what is your reaction, or what has the reaction been from your family and your kids at school and your staff?
Yeah, I'm a kind of on-the-go sort of person anyway. So my family is always, what's next sort of thing. I spent 2 weeks in Israel and Palestine earlier this school year helping out with some high school students there. So they were nervous about that. So I think this one feels a little more, hey, that'll be okay. Like, you're on a mountain, somewhat safe. The area is somewhat safe. So my kids are really excited at school. Even parents have kind of gotten involved. So everybody's kind of excited. The school has gotten behind me. So I had to take some time off without pay because it's not a vacation or that sort of thing. Yeah.
What are you hoping to learn or bring back from the mountain? I mean, there's so many life experiences and life skills.
Everybody gets to do it.
Right.
True.
Right.
True. I think it said there are 40,000 people a year that attempt it. So, and about half of them make it only because of altitude sickness. Mm-hmm. They just don't make it to the top.
And you're trying to attempt it twice. Like,
I am.
Like,
I have to make it the first time. If I make it the first time, I feel confident in the second trip as well.
Yeah, so, and then if you do make it the second time, the group will then be in
Guinness Book. There's a film crew going to be there. We have to document all the altitude change and all that sort of stuff as well.
And how many people is it that's
going
in your group?
So there's 30 in the group, and I am just slowly meeting some of them.
And they're coming from all over?
All over the place. One lady just got done with an adventure race in Antarctica.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so I'm kind of like, yep.
What?
I don't fit that bill. Yeah. So I'm kind of the odd person out as far as it goes, just teacher and friends with some of these people.
Well, what a cool experience. And you said that you have started some social media channels?
I did. I started a TikTok channel. Okay. It's just Devin R. Craig. So it's my name.
Devin R. Craig.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right now it's just some goofy stuff, occasional updates.
And that's TikTok, you said?
That's TikTok, okay. Yeah. I've been in the process of starting a company called More 24.
Okay.
And just trying to help people get more out of life, like every day. Mm-hmm. I've worked with an organization called Young Life for 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. We're very familiar.
That's how I know you.
Is that how you know me? Okay.
So we made
the
connection.
So I started on staff here. I volunteered for them for 30 years.
Okay.
That's how I got into coaching and teaching. So this is kind of going to be an add on that. I've been working on a book as well. I just feel like so many people go through each day wanting more out of their life.
I think that's great.
And so for me, I think all of this combined is worth helping them get that. So.
What can the community do to besides pray? Of course, we will be praying for the whole group for patience and resilience and of course your health. But what can the community do besides pray? Is there
if they
want to
reach out to me?
I'm not doing
fundraising. I mean, if people donate, that's great. That helps as a teacher, obviously. But I'm not. This is one of those things I felt like I had to take on. I'd fundraised when I went to Israel. For that trip. But yeah, so they can reach out to me on TikTok or my email, which is yldevo@gmail.com. So it was the Young Life Devin without the N.
I love that.
So it's been there for 30 years. So yeah, if anybody wants to reach out.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what people said, Devo. And I was like, oh, I messed up with that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, again, we wish you the best of luck. I mean, this is so exciting. We can't wait. We'll definitely follow the journey. I wrote it all down. And when you get back, just check in with us
and let
us know. And again, we're going to be rooting for you, whether you make it to the top or not. But I feel pretty confident that you're going to be able to do that. So again, this is Devin Craig. He is a middle school teacher at Forest Creek Middle right there in Fort Mill. And he is trying to hike Mount Kilimanjaro. So you take off on March 6th, and you'll return when?
March 20th.
All right.